In June this year, a group of five Australians with disabilities went overseas as part of a volunteer skills exchange program. It was a first for Australia, and they went to share their skills and experience with others with disabilities. Project management specialist Scope Global came up with the idea. Alex Kay led the group. She came into our studios earlier and spoke to Catherine Andrews.
It really was to test the waters, I guess, to see if there was an interest within the Australian community of people with disabilities, to see if they wanted to go abroad and to experience a different culture. Also to see what the impact was of having a team of people with disabilities from Australia entering a new culture and a place where disability isn't recognised the same as what it might be in Australia.
Your team was made up of five volunteers. Four were vision impaired and one was hearing impaired. Did they have any challenges working with others with disabilities?
Yeah, so obviously the team themselves had to learn to communicate together. The team leader was deaf and uses visual sign language, and the four officers had different levels of vision, so they couldn't actually see the communication that the team leader used, which meant that our four officers who had vision impairment learnt some sign language, which was a new skill for them. And it was wonderful to see how everyone was brought together through this team. So organisations that were working as silos were coming together to share information together. And it sort of followed the approach of nothing about us without us. So all the decisions relating to people with disabilities they were involved with.
I heard you spent 28 days in Suva. What did you and the volunteers do while you were there?
They were each paired with a disabled people's organisation, and they worked with a local counterpart to develop skills in leadership, but also across governance and policies and how to manage external relations as well. The trip culminated with a two-day workshop which the team put together, and they hosted 25 people from disabled people's organisations. Additionally, while they were there, they got so many requests to do training at other organisations in Suva that had found out about the team and just wanted to learn more around disability and disability inclusion.
Wow, sounds like it was really popular.
Yes, it was.
How did the volunteers find the trip? What were some of their reactions?
At the start, in their initial interviews, they were all very nervous and excited, and they were sort of interested in what they could take away from the opportunity as well, so how they would grow professionally and what skills they could transfer to the people that they'd meet. Coming back, it was really incredible transformation to see the team once they got back to Australia 1 month post returning, and their confidence has increased. They're so much more empowered within themselves. They are so much more driven, and they're now all pursuing things that they probably wouldn't have done prior to the trip.
How do you think this program will impact communities both in Australia and internationally in the future if you keep this program going?
Probably the biggest impact of the Disability Empowerment Skills Exchange was how the team helped to change mindset and attitudes towards disability, not only in Fiji, but also on return back here in Australia. It's really been great to raise awareness of people with disabilities having abilities and skills that they can bring to our society, which has been a great outcome of the pilot.
I've heard you're planning more trips like this. Where do you think the next trials could be based, and would they be similar to this program?
So we're looking at going back to Fiji, but to trial the model in a different sector, and also hoping to trial in Asia as well. We've got some interested people at the moment, so we're just trying to find some local partners and make sure that it's something that's needed in the local community so that we can really build their capacity as well.
Alex Kay, Disability Development Officer at Scope Global, speaking with The Wire's Catherine Andrews.